What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still talking about Iran. Do you remember last year where the corporate media got this video of an Iranian martial arts class for girls? And they're in there in their gis and they're going, and they're, you know, doing same thing that you see in martial arts schools here in the United States of America. And they put this video out there with the headline that Iran was training female ninjas to come to the United States of America and murder people. And pretty much anybody with any understanding of what's going on laughed at it. It was such a stupid piece of propaganda. And by the way, that martial arts school in Iran sued for defamation. Well, there was a more recent report where the U.S. Library of Congress came out and said that Iran has 30,000 spies. Their intelligence agency has 30,000 employees, and they're coming to destroy America, blah, 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 blah. And operating on the principle of fool me once, a lot of people were taking that one with a grain of salt. And apparently the Library of Congress has now withdrawn the report and done this sort of hand to cheek and say, oh, gee whiz, maybe we were wrong. But the corporate media, they grabbed it. They were waving it everywhere. Oh, Iran has 30,000 intelligence agency employees. How many employees work for the 16 intelligence agencies of the United States government? And why should we view 30,000 Iranian intelligence employees with alarm and not those of the United States of America? Well, we should cut the U.S. intelligence agencies a little bit of slack. They've been unanimous in saying Iran isn't a threat. But nobody wants to listen to them. They're biased against Israel. They're anti-Semites over there. And we know that Iran is a danger. Blah, 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 blah. Now, little bit of a tip of the hat to John Pilger, who came out with this article where he had a quote in there saying, we journalists have to be brave enough to defy those who seek our collusion in selling their latest bloody adventure in somebody else's country. And let me give you another quote here. A powerful and timely investigation into the media's role in war, tracing the history of embedded and independent reporting from the carnage of World War I to the destruction of Hiroshima and from the invasion of Vietnam to the current wars in Afghanistan and the disaster in Iraq, which is certainly a good name for it. John Pilger says, we journalists have to be brave enough to defy those who seek our collusion in selling their latest bloody adventure in somebody else's country. That means always challenging the official story, however patriotic that story may appear, how seductive, insidious it is. And what this tells us, and a tip of the hat to John Pilger, is even the corporate media is starting to break ranks and acknowledge that the government's statements, pronouncements, are not to be trusted. And I think up until recently, people inside the government, people inside the corporate media could be forgiven for saying, that's just a game. It's just a game. We're going along playing by the rules. It's just a game to, you know, for more money or rides on Air Force One or all the rest. It's just a game. It doesn't really matter. But as they look at the carnage in all these nations the U.S. and its allies have overtly or covertly invaded, and the very real risk of a nuclear war to prop up the U.S. paper dollar, I think a lot of people inside government and the media are having second thoughts and realizing that if this thing really comes about, they share the blame. And maybe they don't like that very much. I'm going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. jefflawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, you've probably already heard, but it's worth mentioning again, AFRICOM, which is the Africa Corps rebranded, is setting up a new drone base in Africa, which tells us the U.S. is planning to be there to stay, and they're going to start killing innocent civilians in other countries that refuse to go along with the U.S. agenda. So that's definitely rocking and rolling on that situation. Now, Obama, pardon me, has been talking about immigration. In fact, he's almost pulled away from this whole gun grab thing, and he's pushing his immigration bill. And he was on TV earlier going on and on about, well, you know, unless you're a Native American, everybody here came from someplace else, which I'm sure gets a lot of giggles from the birthers, even though that's a lot of nonsense. Me, personally, I'm from Boston. My family's been in this country since before it was a country. And if you go back and you look at world history, everybody's an immigrant somewhere. Even the Native Americans came over from Asia on that land bridge. There's a new TV series, America Unearthed, where they're going out and finding the archaeological evidence in the United States for earlier European immigration, way before Columbus. So everybody's moving around. It's human nature to do that. And Obama is trying to build a case before Congress. And he's already come out and said that if Congress won't act, he's going to introduce his own bill to retroactively legalize all the illegal immigrants inside the United States of America. Now, this has nothing to do with bring us your tired, huddled masses yearning to be free. Because even during the great influx of people into the young United States, they still had to go through the immigration process, check for diseases, had to go through the paperwork. The illegal immigrants inside the United States of America are illegal. They are, by definition, criminals. And what Obama is trying to sell everybody is, let's overlook the fact that they broke the law to get here and turn them into instant citizens, instant taxpayers, and more to the point, instant voters and instant soldiers. And he's promising that we will toughen up border protection with Mexico to stem that. But when you incentivize illegal immigration by legalizing the illegals, the influx is only going to increase. Because now they can come here and say, oh, I've got a path to be a legal citizen again. And there already was a path to be a legal citizen in the United States of America that everybody in this country who came from another country has gone through. Now, I don't have anything against anybody living in another country who wants to come to the United States of America. I might question their judgment at this particular point in history. But if they want to come here and be part of our culture and our society and our creativeness and our desire to excel, fine, come on over. But there is a process. But for Obama to basically indemnify the existing population of illegals, that borders, I think, on treason. We have, for all intents and purposes, been covertly invaded along our southern border. And now Obama wants to say, all right, well, you're here. We'll just make you a citizen. End of story. And I disagree with that. You can't walk into Mexico and just start working down there. If we want to be fair and just, America's treatment of illegal aliens here in the United States of America ought to be the exact mirror of Mexico's treatment of illegal aliens down in Mexico. You can't just walk across the border into Mexico and get a job and just start being a citizen down there. They have a process that they have to go through down there, and rightly so. But this is, I think, an act of desperation by the administration, because they're running out of soldiers for all these wars they're fighting all over the globe. And nobody's responding to the recruiting commercials. And the economic draft is getting diminishing returns because of what people are seeing happens to those kids who sign up for the military because they can't get another job. They're going to put women into combat positions. Only the week before, they were saying that serious putting women into combat roles was an indication they were on the verge of collapse. They'd run out of male soldiers. And then all of a sudden, the U.S. is doing it. All the wonder weapons in the sky, the drones, the satellites, all of that stuff cannot win a war. I mean, that should have been the lesson out of Vietnam. You cannot win a war from the air or space. You have to have boots on the ground, and the U.S. is running out of forces. And I think that's the real reason for this sudden push to all of a sudden grant citizenship to the illegal aliens. There'll be a condition on it. Join the army, help us conquer the world, and we'll make you a citizen if you make it back alive. And it's a desperation policy, and I don't think it's going to work, because the U.S. government is going to spend all that money to train these immigrants, arm them, ship them over there, juice them up on SSRIs. These are not going to be motivated fighters, because it's not really their country, is it? So I think it's an act of desperation here. And I'm certainly opposed to it. I have no problem with anybody who wants to come to this country and go through the legal process to become a citizen. Welcome. Have fun. Go to Disneyland. No problem. But when you have a group of people who are, by definition, already in criminal violation of our immigration laws, you don't reward them for breaking the law by making them instant citizens. That sends the wrong message to people on the other side of the border. And I think it's a very brain-dead policy. If you want to liberalize the immigration procedure so that more people from Mexico can come in, go through the process and become citizens, fine. I don't have a problem with that at all. But to simply waive the fact that these people snuck in here illegally, that's a slap in the face to the Immigration Naturalization Service. It's basically saying, well, your job really wasn't all that important after all. It's a slap in the face to everybody who was guarding our borders against illegal immigration, saying, well, you blew it, but we don't care. Every nation has a right to control their borders. Who comes in? Who goes out? And illegal immigration is a problem in this country for the American worker because it's driving down wages and salaries. And it's increasing crime because a lot of these people coming across the border are fleeing prosecution in their home country. Anyway, now let's see. We already talked about the drone base in Africa. Interesting little going back to the gun ban situation. One of our members from the trenches just posted an article at whatreallyhappened.com, backdoor gun registration. And the story revolves around somebody who had a .22 long rifle that had belonged to his grandfather, and he needed to take it in for a repair. And the gun dealer said, if your grandfather had this gun and it's not registered, you should try and fix it yourself. Because apparently every gun that is brought into a gun store for repair has to have the serial number recorded and sent to the ATF. They're trying to find where all the guns are right now by hook and by crook. I remember many years ago when I was living in Southern California and I was much more involved with black powder shooting than I am today. And I was hanging out at my favorite place to get black powder weapons. And somebody from the ATF came in and demanded to see the sales records of who was buying these muskets, muzzle loaders, which are not controlled. They're not registered. You don't, at least back then, you did not have to register a black powder firearm for the very simple reason that if you're shooting a patched round ball, there is no ballistic test in the world that will link a gun to a particular round ball because of that cloth patch. So there's no point in registering the guns. But this ATF guy was in there saying, we need a copy of all your records. We need to know who's buying Hawken guns and Lamotts and Colt Navies and all the rest of that. And the owner of the gun store said, you don't have any authority here. And the ATF guy said, we will soon. Just arrogant display of power there. But again, the general response from the American people has been, we're not going to comply. We stand by the Second Amendment. We stand by the Supreme Court decision that says any law that violates the Constitution is automatically void and need not be obeyed. Gun sales are through the roof. People are running out of ammunition. Everybody is buying guns. I hope they will not be needed. I don't want anybody here listening to this show to initiate violence against the government, but I want everybody to be prepared to defend themselves if the government initiates violence against we the people. We'll be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to bank and trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubble...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, over on the White House YouTube account, they have their own YouTube account to put out their propaganda. They just put up a video. President Obama announces $155 million in additional humanitarian assistance for the Syrian people. Humanitarian being White House code word for bribes and ammunition. This on the same day that apparently one of the Free Syria Army's various terrorist groups conducted another mass execution of civilians, but that's a side issue. What's really interesting, we just put this video up on whatreallyhappened.com, and I don't care if you watch the video or not, but you've got to read the comments that are being posted under this video by Barack Obama. Because it's becoming very, very clear that the American people are simply not buying this stuff any longer. If you want to know why Obama is getting gray, I think there's a good reason right there. He's got to realize that he can't bamboozle us anymore. The U.S. government can't lie to us the way they did at the height of the Cold War. They're desperate to get back there. They're trying to restart the Cold War with Russia. And it's not going to work because the fundamental nature of the way information flows to our society has changed irrevocably. There is no going back. And either corporate media and government are going to evolve to meet this new reality, or they will go extinct. Now then, over at the World Economic Summit, China basically just fired a warning shot across the economic bow of the United States of America, basically saying the United States has to cut back on this instant printing of money if the world is to retain any confidence in the dollar. Now, this is a non-starter, because that $85 billion being printed up out of thin air or typed into a computer out of thin air every month is the only thing keeping Wall Street solvent. If they stop printing, the whole system comes down. And as China points out, if they keep printing, the world will turn away from the dollar, which is why we're on the brink of a war. China's talking about a currency war. Unfortunately, from the point of view of the United States of America, a currency war is the first step to an outright real war. We're all to prop up a paper currency, ink and paper. They're risking nuclear war to prop up a paper currency. Is that not insane? Is that not psychotic? Really, I think we need to understand that money addiction is a serious, serious psychological problem, and we should not have these lunatics running the nation's economy, any nation's economy. Now, over in Germany, they're having a lot of protests over there because the German people are really kind of fed up, both with having to underwrite the rest of Europe's debts to the Ponzi scheme central bank, and they're pretty much also fed up with having to underwrite modern-day Israel over something that happened before they were born and had any say about it. And there's a lot of protests going over there. And apparently, there is now a game, this sort of social game, to destroy closed-circuit TV cameras that are monitoring the German people. And their points are given, bonus scores for the most innovative modes of destruction. They're trying to this little popular game where you go out and you squirt whipped cream on the lens of the camera. Oh, 5 extra points for creativity. You know, duct tape a gerbil to the camera lens. Oh, there's 10 points right there. And it's a form of benign protest here. Now, my suggestion is tape porn pictures to that glass dome in front of the camera lens. So far, nobody's complained about that one. A little more serious news coming over here. A Utah businessman has come forward to say that Harry Reid was the recipient of a $600,000 bribe. Apparently, Utah's Attorney General John Swallow helped him broker a deal with Harry Reid to make a federal investigation into his company go away. This is reported in the Salt Lake Tribune. Now, this businessman, Jeremy Johnson, was allegedly told the price would be $600,000 and claims he made an initial payment of $250,000 when he was slapped with the federal lawsuit. Now he's gone public and says he wants his $250,000 back. So we'll see what happens with that one here. Now, Christians United for Israel, this is another one of those Christian Zionist organizations who don't understand that modern-day Israelis have nothing to do with the Hebrews in the Bible. But they're out there saying, oh, yes, if we help start World War III, Jesus is going to come down and invite us all up to the big house when it's over. But they're one of the largest pro-Israel organizations in the United States, and they're organizing an emergency summit meeting to demand and lobby the Congress to not confirm Chuck Hagel. Is it not embarrassing the extent to which Israel rules inside this country? And all it took was money and lobbyists. Your money and their lobbyists. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the throne. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And some of the reactions to Obama's new immigration plan are coming in. And they're all saying basically the same thing. Let's fix the border first. That's got to be the first thing. This idea of we're going to retroactively legalize all the illegals and we'll get around to fixing the border later is nonsense. The instant you legalize the illegals, you've incentivized more illegal immigration. If that border is still wide open. It's nonsense. And all those people coming, all the young military age men and women coming across that border don't understand what they're walking into. They're going to wind up with a rifle on the other side of the world breathing depleted uranium dust, which is the gift that keeps on giving. Now, we had reported a little earlier about this problem with swine flu vaccine in Europe, where kids were coming down with narcolepsy. Well, now it's hit in Great Britain. And this mother is getting ready to sue the government because her son developed narcolepsy after receiving a mandated swine flu jab. And this poor kid, 7-year-old kid, perfectly healthy. 3 weeks after he got this swine flu injection, developed narcolepsy. He can't stay awake. He's sleeping 19 hours a day. He falls asleep basically every 5 minutes. He can only stay awake for 5 minutes at a time. And there's no indication this will ever go away. Apparently, at one point, he almost fell asleep while swimming. And another symptom he's developed is when he laughs, he'll go into seizures. These chemicals they are forcing on the people are dangerous. And they do it purely out of financial motive. Hey, we're making money with this stuff. We got the government to say, you've got to buy this. It's almost become a joke in this country. Invent something that's totally worthless and then lobby Congress to make it mandatory. I remember when I was in California when the first of the vapor recovery systems came along at the gas station. You know, in the good old days, you'd get the gas nozzle, you'd put it in the spout, you'd pump the gas, and you'd go, and that would be it. And then all of a sudden, they got these big, huge rubber hoods, and it wouldn't fit in the gas tank opening, and you'd get gas splashing all over the place. And it turns out all they're doing is taking the vapors and releasing them from the top of the gas station. So it's not really getting rid of the vapors. And the guy who had invented this system had tried to sell it to the gas stations. They said, it's nonsense. It's a lot of money. We don't have it. Our customers don't want it. So they lobby the California legislature. Oh, this is good for the environment. By golly, it must be mandatory. And we see this time and time again. Now, I mentioned earlier in the show, in a couple of weeks here, we're going to have an asteroid. It's called Asteroid 2012-DA14. It's not going to hit the Earth, but it's going to come within 17,000 miles of the Earth, and that puts it inside the orbit of the geostationary communication satellites. Now, the odds of it actually hitting something are remote. Remote. But if you're an amateur astronomer, this is something that will be viewable with a moderate-sized backyard telescope. Got a lot of rocks and stuff flying around out there. Now, I haven't talked a lot about Fukushima lately because it's been for a while. We know it was a disaster. We know that TEPCO lied. We know that the government of Japan lied. We know that General Electric lied, on and on and on. But there's a new development that I think is very, very troubling. Apparently, the groundwater at the reactor site has become such a problem, and they don't have holding tanks for it all. They're just going to start pumping it into the ocean. This is radioactively contaminated water, and all they can do is pump it out into the ocean to try and get down into the lower levels of these power stations. Apparently, there's concern now underneath Reactor 2 that there's melted nuclear fuel still down there. There's no question this is the world's worst nuclear disaster. And again, we have to ask, when you study the chain of events that happened following the quake and the tsunami, and all the emergency systems that simply failed to operate the way they were supposed to, all of them controlled with these Siemens controllers, identical to those used in Iran's nuclear facilities, you have to ask, was Stuxnet involved? It's known Stuxnet was in Japan around the Fukushima power station prior to the quake and tsunami. You cannot rule out that it had gotten inside and was interfering with their controllers. And the idea that anybody inside the United States of America, or for that matter, Israel, those being assumed to be the two parties behind Stuxnet, and Flame and Dooku and all the rest of these things. The idea that they would risk melting down a nuclear reactor and poisoning the local civilian population. These are truly monsters who live among us, who think that's a cool thing to do. Melt down a nuclear facility and allow radiation to escape. And I'm not surprised that the FBI is now trying to basically quash any further leaks from within the U.S. government about the development of Stuxnet. It's one thing to deploy it against Iran, I mean, sneaky, underhanded. And again, Iran isn't doing anything they're not allowed to do under the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. But this thing got out. It got wild. It was wrecking machinery all over the globe that were using these Siemens controllers. And we can't rule out it was a factor at Fukushima. And now it's at the point where they can't store the radioactive water any longer. They're just pumping it out and dumping it in the ocean. And that's another hit against the global human food supply. Between GMO, diversion of farmland for ethanol production, the toxification of the Gulf of Mexico, and now the toxification of the North Pacific fishing grounds, there's a real problem out there. And it's not because of overpopulation. It's because of bad management. It's because of money junkies cutting corners on safety systems. It's because of cyber weapons deployed recklessly. And so now they're out there saying, oh, we've got to give everybody birth control. There's way too many of you. They really messed up this planet, didn't they? And I know the environmental people are out there saying, oh, the planet's in danger from your plastic bags and your automobile and the carbon footprint, this and that. No, our planet's in danger from money junkies. Whether it's the money junkies behind the wars or the money junkies who said, we don't want to spend the money to put the emergency generators up on a hill or build the tidal wall a little bit higher or maybe have a backup to the backup just in case. Or, hey, we don't need to bother with the maintenance and the blowout preventer on the Deepwater Horizon well. And we certainly don't want to spend the money on acoustic blowout preventers that could have prevented the disaster. Because, golly, those things cost $500,000 each. And for every oil well we have in the Gulf of Mexico, that's billions and billions of dollars. And, by golly, our stockholders aren't going to like that one bit. I won't get my end-of-the-year bonus if I spend money on safety equipment. That's why the world is in such trouble right now. The money junkies are in charge, and money junkies only make their decisions with an eye toward feeding their addiction. When you see a heroin addict, a cocaine addict, a meth addict, alcohol addict, and the harm they cause to their families and their community, we all recognize what the problem is. But we have this blind spot regarding bankers. The president of Iceland hit it right on the head in his speech in Switzerland. Why do we see them as holy churches above question and reproach? And we shouldn't. We should recognize them for seriously psychologically diseased individuals. We shouldn't admire and respect them. They're a danger. They're a danger to all humanity. They are the author of all of these wars. And it's time to point the finger of blame where it really goes. We're going to go to the phones. Michael in Australia. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, the term assault rifle, I think we can leave for the government to throw at people. But we can simply throw back that in our hands, in the hands of the people, we call it the resistance rifle. So instead of it being known as the AR-15, we'll just call it the RR-15.
Okay. Well, AR does not stand for assault rifle. It stands for Armalite, which is the company that originally developed the design.
Yes, I know that.
Oh, okay.
But we can call it resistance rifle.
You can call it resistance rifle. You can call it a plinking gun. And I think we need to stop using that term assault rifle. And by the way, there's a way to get away from this idea of conflict with the government, because the government's going to pretend that's not an issue because everybody in the United States of America loves the federal government and, you know, sits up nights to admire them. But the reality is, if you listen to yesterday's radio show, I went down all of these court cases where the police refuse to protect citizens from violent crime. And the courts have ruled the police are not obligated to protect you from a violent crime. And as a resource, I took all those program notes and I made a post out of them at whatreallyhappened.com. All of these lawsuits we talked about and quite a few more that we didn't have time for. And you need to look at that. And I think what we ought to do, instead of focusing on we have a right to have guns against tyranny in government, is we simply say we have a right to have weapons equal to those in the hands of the criminals, to protect ourselves where we know demonstrably the police will not. Since Newtown, 65,000 Americans have thwarted crimes with legally owned firearms, and we have a legitimate right to weapons equal to those of the criminals. The criminals are getting their guns from Fast and Furious and all these other places. The criminals are not going to obey, you know, any dictum about military-style weapons. They're going to have whatever they think they can get away with. And we as homeowners and business owners have a legitimate right to not just equal but superior firepower. Like that Korean guy during the Rodney King riots in Los Angeles. He's up on his roof with a military-style rifle protecting his business when the LAPD was running like heck. And I don't think there's any way the government can come back and say you don't have a right to defend yourself from criminals.
It's just that the word assault is made into a pejorative, so we'll just adopt the word resistance. That's all.
Well, I think we ought to just drop the word assault anyway and just say this is a rifle with which I'm going to defend my home and life in a country where the police are not going to show up. You can get a pizza delivered to your house faster than you can get the cops.
Mike, it's just that the...
Help, I'm being burglarized. Government. Call the pizza parlor.
Yeah. Mike, it's just that the people who want to take the guns away from the people will use that pejorative assault.
Well, we're not going to be able to change that. We're not going to be able to change that. They're going to go on using whatever spin and smear they can use. And I agree we shouldn't use the word assault rifle, but we're not going to change them. They're going to use whatever language they think is going to convince people that guns are bad and that we should surrender them. But I think we should take this whole debate out of the context of resistance to government tyranny and simply say, we know the police are not going to protect us from violent crime. The courts have ruled repeatedly the police are not obligated to protect us from violent crime. Therefore, we, the American people, have a right to arms at least equal, if not superior, to those the criminals are going to be carrying. And there is no counter-argument to that, and that's where we need to put our focus.
Yeah. Well, that was all, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Alex in Texas. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's Alex. I was calling because I'd like to find out what you think about maybe the helicopters being in downtown areas. If for some reason that wouldn't be a for us.
Okay, our phone connection just went bad. Could you repeat your last sentence?
What do you think about them? The helicopters in downtown. What do you think about them being a cover for perhaps a gold grab of higher institutions?
No, I don't think that's anything. I think it's a propaganda exercise. I talked about this in the first hour. I think it's a propaganda exercise to sort of remind Americans that if you stand up and defy the government, that the government has these helicopters and machine guns and all the rest that they'll fly overhead.
The reason I ask that is because we've seen them here in San Antonio, and people have taken shots at those things. So, it's been pretty reported, you know, that people, even people in Houston, took shots at a drone that was flying over somebody's farm.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short is I don't think that it would be a pretty weak move to try and demonize people using helicopters because we have machine guns that could take one of those things down. So, I mean, and they're perfectly legal. So, I mean.
Well, I don't want to get into this idea of having machine guns to take down the helicopters. For one thing, the Black Hawk is lightly armored, you know, so it's not an easy thing to take down. And they're designed that way because it's a combat platform.
Sure.
But I think this is pure show by the U.S. government to basically scare us all and remind us that there is this huge military that they will bring to bear if we refuse to surrender our guns, if we refuse to surrender our gold, if we refuse to surrender our children to fight in their wars of conquest. But it's a bluff. It's an absolute bluff.
It's pretty weak considering not too many, news outlets are even taking it into consideration. You know what I mean? It didn't really freak anybody out. I mean, yeah, here some people here and there, but more people were like, okay, how do we take this thing down?
Yeah, I think that, I agree with you on that one. I think the reaction of most people is it's just ticking us off because it's so obvious what they're doing. There is no legitimate reason to have live rounds, blank rounds, in those machine guns and just make a lot of noise. They could fly their little exercise and do the rest of it and not be disturbing people down below. But for them to be having blank rounds and the machine guns over a residential area, they're making a statement to the American people. That's what they're doing. And we'll see it in more cities. We'll see it in cities all across America. They're trying to send a message. But I think you're right. I think most people are angered by this. They're not cowed.
Do you think that perhaps what they're trying to do is also see if somebody will be brave enough or bold enough to take one of these things down and then justify the handgun?
I think it would be a really stupid move for anybody to try and shoot these helicopters down, because that is exactly the excuse the government would be looking for to send in the tanks, declare martial law, suspend the Constitution, and bring about their fascist dictatorship. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
The money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our program today here. And the You Don't Need a Gun to Protect Your Home crowd has come out with a new interesting story. This was being reported down in Florida. Apparently, a would-be thief broke into a home, and inside were 15 women who just started chanting, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus," and the thief ran away. And they're saying, "See, they didn't need a gun. You can make the bad guys go away using the name of Jesus." Personally, I think it's the fact that there were 15 women there, not what they were saying. And of course, if your intruder is an atheist, you really should be prepared to go to Plan B and open fire. On a more serious note, I really do think that is the way the gun debate should be framed from now on. Let's pull away from this government tyranny thing, because everybody who's on a government paycheck is going to reject that argument. And we need to focus on the fact that 1.6 million Americans every year thwart crimes in progress with legally owned firearms. We need to focus on the fact the police are rarely there in time to prevent a crime from happening. They show up after it's all over, and they pose with the press cameras and try and act like they are relevant. And we need to basically take that list of all these court cases where the courts repeatedly rule the police are under no duty or obligation to protect you from violent crime. We need to make it public everywhere. And then we need to simply follow it up with something very simple. The criminals have all these guns. We, the American people, have a legitimate right to weapons equal to or superior to those held by the criminals. There is no counter argument. And if we make that the focus of the gun debate instead of opposition to tyranny, the gun grabbers are going to have to back down. And we need to keep pushing the fact that all of these mass shootings in movie theaters and churches and schools that they're waving around to say, if we get rid of the guns, all will be well. We need to point out people like Adam Lanza, he broke every law there was to get his guns. Gun laws wouldn't stop him. And we need to keep hitting the fact 90% of these mass shootings, at least, possibly even more, involved shooters who were either on or withdrawing from prescription psychoactive medications. If we stick to those 2 points, we will prevail. Because the U.S. government cannot insist that we be defenseless against criminals when the police force themselves refuse to intervene and the courts will back them up. That is the Achilles heel in this entire gun grabber debate. And we've got to keep pushing on that issue about the SSRIs. Because these mass shootings are just like drunk driving. Alcohol will take a responsible driver and make him act irresponsibly, but you don't take cars away from Americans for that. SSRIs are taking responsible Americans, making them do irresponsible things with guns, baseball bats, knives, and cars. It's a drug problem, not a gun problem. On that note, it's the end of our show. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay skeptical, share what you know with everybody that you know, and aloha, America.